Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show, Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages, all stages. Masks in our 21st year, helping over 48,000 families who have reached out to Mask in getting any referrals for therapists, for rehabs, for rabbanim to help with whatever may be going on in your home, all mental health issues. Mask is not just about drugs and alcohol. Mask is about prevention. Mask's number, confidential helpline, is 718-758-0400. Again, maybe you want to write down the number for yourself or a loved one, maybe a neighbor or someone you sit next to in shul. Our number, confidential helpline, 718-758-0400. Tonight, we are going to continue the conversation that we've had the last couple weeks about abuse in the community and prevention programs. I am very pleased to have with us tonight a dear friend, a colleague, Aviva Hach and Dr. Cyril Goldfinger. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you guys very doing? Pleased. Beginning of summer. We have so much going on. We're working so hard for prevention in the camps, in the community. I'd like you to talk about your amazing program that you both are co-directors of Magay New York, which seeks to promote child safety in the Queens Orthodox community. And I'd like one of you to please talk about your program. How old is it? When did you begin Magay New York? And exactly what is it that Magay New York is able to accomplish in the community for prevention of inappropriate behaviors?
Okay, Ruchama, first of all, we want to start by thanking Mask for inviting us to participate and for all the amazing work that you do in our community and how many lives you have saved by your various programs. I'll tell you a little bit about Magain. We started about 12 years ago. Neither of us remember the exact date. What happened was there was an incident in Kew Gardens Hills, which is where we both live, and we realized that we have to teach children how to be safe. And we looked for an appropriate program to bring to the school, and we decided on the program called Safety Kid, which is run by Debbie Fox who from Los Angeles. It's a program that is a comprehensive program, which means we go into schools, we educate the administration and the faculty and all the employees of the school. We then reach out to the parents and tell them about the program. And after that, our trained school presenters go into classrooms. Right now it's preschool through fourth grade. It will be expanding upwards in the next years to fifth, sixth, and even seventh. And we teach them how to be safe. We call it Safety Kid. It's a very, it's a completely planned program with videos and handouts. And the children learn in a very positive, friendly way how to keep themselves safe. We talk about all four different areas of safety. Cyril, you want to explain A, B, C, D? We'll go into that a little bit later. We teach them how to be, that safety is in many dimensions. Safety is everything from wearing sunscreen to keep yourself safe, and never going to the water without a buddy, to how you keep safe in, during when you're traveling, and how you can keep safe at home by not opening the door, by being careful when you answer the phone, and what to do if something happens that makes you feel uncomfortable. That is the gist of our program. We also do a lot of community outreach. We do programs for parents. We have reached out to Rabbanim. We've worked with the Rabbat HaRabbanim of Queens so that they're all on board. And our goal is to help children be safe in a safe community.
I'm just wondering, how difficult was it for you to get into the yeshivas, mainstream yeshivas, in Queens when you started? Because I know that there are some yeshivas that are still resistant, but many, many, many yeshivas are very open to having programs for prevention. So how was it in Queens for you?
Okay, so it's thorough answering, and we actually approached the Vada Rabbanim of Queens first and asked for a meeting, and they very graciously allowed us to join one of their regular meetings, and we explained about the program and the need for it, and they had been dealing with not only the case that Aviva had mentioned, but subsequently there was another local issue, a case with a child, and so that they personally realized that something had to be done. So there was some pushback from some of the Rabbanim, but the majority said, go for it. And once we had that permission and that support, then we approached the schools. Now, both Aviva and I have been involved with many of these schools previously as PTA parents, you know, on grassroots levels. So we had relationships with many of the administrators, the principals, and some of the, you know, the higher-up teachers. And we asked for a meeting with all the principals together. And so I don't know that every single one was on board to the exact extent, but they all said, let's go for it. And we began with that.
And
it developed from there.
Yeah, it's amazing because
we have siyata dishmaya along the way, and it all, you know, there was also,
absolutely.
There were schools that came to us, schools where there was some sort of an incident where they were concerned, and they heard about the program we're doing, and we have been approached by schools, and also some of the schools actually approached Debbie Fox, and she asks us to participate in training that. Bringing that school, the program into that school.
Right. So we had Debbie Fox on our radio show 2 consecutive weeks. So for my listeners, anyone that's going to be interested in listening to Debbie Fox and her 2 weeks in a row of interview on this topic, go on to maskparents.org on our website. And anyone then can listen to the radio shows. All the radio shows actually are on our website, previous radio shows. So tonight we have with us Aviva Hach and Dr. Cyril Goldfinger from Magen, New York. And anyone that wants to reach Debbie Fox or Aviva or Dr. Cyril, feel free, call MASK 718-758-0400, and we will get you in touch with any of our interviews, any, whether it's today's interview or ones that you may have heard in the past, or if you're listening on our website to any of the previous interviews, call MASK, and I will be able to personally get you in touch with whomever it is that you may want to speak with. Now, Aviva and Dr. Cyril, I'd like to talk more about the parents that have kids in day camp. And it's frightening. You know, people think that it only happens in sleepaway camps. I really want you to talk a little bit about the day camps and what can happen and how we need to be open with our young little children. Little, how old do you recommend, Dr. Cyril? And talk about prevention, please.
Okay, so
all the professionals, the professional therapists, because neither Aviva and I are psychiatrists or social workers, but they recommend starting very young. You know, we teach this is my body, and anything that is covered by a bathing suit belongs to me, and nobody but my parents or the doctor with my parents in the room is allowed to touch my private parts, and I don't touch anybody else's. So it can start very young in a very non-threatening way. It's just like any other safety issue, and it just builds from there. Now, of course, as the kids get older, it gets expanded, and the parents have a very important role in this, and they have to be comfortable talking about it. So just recently, we had a community-wide program where we spoke about the importance of talking to your children about their developing bodies and what they will face as they grow through, become adolescents, and that was very, very well received. So I think people are starting to realize that this has to be addressed with their children, beginning with at a young age. Prevention, well, we have gone in the earlier years, we were asked to come into a few, to talk to a few of the day camps, but now they're taking it on themselves. They are doing the training for their counselors on their own, and we're hoping, Ms. Hashem, that this will prevent any issues that we know can come up.
And Dr. Ciro, I want to bring to everyone's attention that it's not only about inappropriate touch. I think it's important that we recognize there are counselors that say to have said, I'm not saying now, I'm saying right, have said, you know, to campers, can you give me back rubs? Can give me right, the chills, or yes, I'll drive you're you right, home. Why go on the bus? Or it's wrestling matches or overzealous
right, it's a
physical
boundaries,
contests. And
right,
these are issues that we need to make aware for our
right,
family members, right?
Correct. Absolutely. It's a question of boundaries. And I know in the schools when we teach again, teachers are told, I mean, unfortunately for the preschoolers who love to hug their teachers, but you don't touch another child, any child, except on the shoulder for a quick, you know, pat. That's it. So there's that right away eliminates the back rubs and the, you know, the whatever, the wrestling. So if
and what
we
about
hold
swimming?
Up to,
what about changing?
So swimming is an issue, right? The changing. You know, personally, with my granddaughter, when she was about 7, you know, it was a question of changing. They all changed in the big room. So that policy got revisited, and they arranged that children had more private areas to change even into their bathing suits. So slowly things are changing. Now, the other thing is also, I mean, when we talk about boundaries and abuse, there's also the language that that counselors or adults can use towards kids. That is almost like a sarcasm, and kids don't get that, but sometimes it can be very nasty, and then it runs into, of course, bullying. So that's all part of, you know, the harm that can be done to children, and has to be discussed with the counselors, with the teachers.
Bullying is a very huge issue, unfortunately, in all schools and in yeshivas included. I want to go back to changing with camp,
sure,
with swimming. It's not only about the children having a private place to change, but we need to ask the campers, do your counselors change to go swimming in front of you? We've had many complaints about that as well.
Okay, so I haven't personally heard that, but
I would imagine, if you know, it certainly can be out there for sure.
Right, and the same with sleeping bags and sharing a bed when a counselor says, come to my mm-hmm. bed, I want to talk to you. I mean, these are right. all inappropriate, and we right. must have the conversation with our children.
Right.
I know there are a vulnerable group, whether it's from a divorced home. Can we address the vulnerable kids and the dangers, mm-hmm. please?
Sure. So the picture of the, you know, the predator, you know, the one that we all think of, they are very adept at targeting the vulnerable child. With, as you mentioned, it may be from a divorced home. It also may be from a large home where one child doesn't get all the attention they need, or from a dysfunctional home, or for what myriad of reasons. It could be a child has a some kind of a learning disability and gets picked on. These become our vulnerable population, and they are a prime target for grooming by the adult or the counselor who is going to try to invade these child's territories. Now, grooming can take on any form. You know, it's the most blatant, of course, is, you know, candy. You know, I'll keep feeding you candy or treats, whatever. But it could be much more subtle. It could be just, I care for you so much. I want to be your friend. You know, you can count on me all the time. And it just eases that entry to gain the child's trust, and then begin with the more hardcore abuse. So,
yeah, we have a lot of the vulnerable children that do get, whether it's, inappropriate touch, bullying, right. a lot of different forms of abuse, and it's very sad. These are young children that it goes with them for years and years and years. They get affected by it. So it's so important to build the self-esteem of the child with the learning disability, or the child that's father died or mother died young, Lo Elena, and that the children may need a mentor. And then there are issues with mentoring, mentors touching inappropriate. I'd like you to address how careful one must be with mentors, please.
Ruhama, I wanted to bring up a slightly, a very important point in all the training that we do, and that is that we teach children to speak up. If they've been made to feel uncomfortable, if someone is doing something to them or approaching them in a way that makes them feel uncomfortable, we teach them how to find a trusted adult, and that they should always tell, that they should figure out whom they can trust, and we give them suggestions about how to figure that out, and that they should talk. And once a child, if a child feels comfortable explaining that something's making me uncomfortable or making me sad, that gives at least gives us a chance to rescue them and to look into this, what they're talking about. Children don't lie about things like this. If a child tells a parent or their teacher or their counselor or their babysitter, you know, something happened today and I felt horrible, they have to listen to them. They have to be listened to, and this is something, a message that we give to the faculty and to the parents as well. Listen to your children, and they will, and if you encourage children to come and tell you and not to keep, we tell them there's no such thing as a secret. We teach them the difference between a surprise, like a birthday party you're planning, and a secret, and there are no such things as secrets between you and and the trusted adult. And we hope that this way they will be able to get the help that they need.
Absolutely. And that's why it is so important that parents have the conversation from when the kids are very, very young, because then if something, chas v'shalom, happens, They know it's okay to talk about. So parents, we have with us Aviva Hach, Dr. Cyril Goldfinger, talking about Magen, New York, the most important topic today that is worldwide, that is discussed besides the opiate abuse going on in the from community as well as worldwide, and that is prevention of inappropriate touch, molestation. So it is very, very, very important that parents recognize we can no longer be silent about this. We must speak to our children, like Dr. Cyril mentioned, the Rabbanim, the doctors, the therapists, psychologists, they all are saying, speak to your children very young, very young. It's okay to speak to a two-year-old about getting dressed sniyut. It's okay to talk to your first grader about not having to have someone touch them when it's uncomfortable for them. So these are conversations that you do age appropriate from a young age, and you do it about whatever the situation they may be facing, day camp, school, sleepovers. Aviva, you want to add any other ideas?
I wanted to make a point.
Please.
Just as more and more of our children have access to the internet, we run into the issues of online bullying, online inappropriate relationships. Shunning somebody, finding out that everybody was at a party and you weren't invited, and that can escalate. There's a lot of bullying online, although predominantly the bullying still is face-to-face, you know, in-person bullying, but online bullying is definitely growing. We know of children who have been targeted and groomed over the internet, so that is another area that we have to be watching and monitoring, and parents should always know what their children are doing online and
right.
who they're
so, you
interacting
know, it's interesting
with.
You brought that up. Thank you, because I was in a meeting last week, and one of my colleagues said that they came across Google Mesh, which is an app that one that has a smartphone can download and arrange how much Wi-Fi time, know what all the computers and cell phones are being used in one's home. Now, we are not saying that anyone should have an iPhone, a smartphone, Wi-Fi. That every family does what they they're of, and they, as a couple and a family, make decisions. So I am only speaking to those that do have a smartphone, do have Wi-Fi at home. Google Mesh, go online, check it out, because it is an excellent app to limit the on-time online use, and you can know all the time, 24/7, who's online and what, where they're going online. And this tag, there are other security procedures that are available, so to make sure that our family is not on the wrong websites. And it's important, if anyone is interested in finding out more about those downloads that one can put into place, please call MASC 718-758-0400, our confidential helpline, so that you can get more information on securing that your children, your loved ones, your spouses don't end up on a wrong site. That's a very important piece. Thank you for bringing that up. So what's the message you want to leave our listeners with tonight, Dr. Cyril and Aviva?
Talk to your children. Tell them that it is easy to enjoy your life, but you have to be a little bit careful and smart about how you go about it. If you'd like to know more, have more information about our program, please contact MASC, as Ruchamet said. We are very happy to help you, to give you information, and to help you bring this program into your school and your community.
So, Aviva, you're saying that any parent that wants their school to bring your prevention program into their yeshiva, into their school, they can get it? Is there a charge for it?
Yes, there is.
There is. So they need to go through the PTA.
That's a topic for another time, but they're very happy.
It's not an astronomical fee. It's nothing to scare away a school from getting the program.
Very important program. If you save one child, you save a world. So I can't imagine any amount of money would be a lot. But I understand that it is a very minimum charge to the yeshiva or the regular day school to have Aviva Hach or Dr. Cyril Goldfinger to come in and do the program. So again, I want to thank both of you, Aviva, Dr. Cyril, for being on with us tonight and talking about this most important program, Magen New York. I want to thank you for being available always to the Klal. Any parent that has some questions, maybe you need some language, how to talk to your child, maybe you want your program to be brought in through the camp, through your school, please contact MASC right away, 718-758-0400, so that we can help save children from inappropriate touch. Thank you, Aviva Hach and Dr. Cyril, for being on our show tonight.
Thank you, Ruchama.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And may you have many, many hatzlacha, much hatzlacha as you continue with your wonderful work. Thank you.
Amen. And both to both of you as well. And I'd like to just say to our listeners, go on to maskparents.org to listen to our radio shows. I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you. Good night.